live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the HSE has apologised to Paul Hart and his family for any distress caused by the delay in his transfer to Lifford Hospital. Four people have appeared at Derry Magistrates Court sitting in Omagh today, charged in connection with the disturbances in the city last week. It's emerged that just half of the women referred to Letterkenny University Hospital in 2017 for urgent breast appointments were seen within the recommended time frame. And a high level of debris has been blamed for a significant fish kill in the Donagh River in Carndonagh. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the HSE has apologised to Paul Hart and his family for any distress caused by the delay in his transfer to Lifford Hospital. It's been confirmed that the 53-year-old who has Down syndrome was denied a bed at Lifford Hospital and is to be transferred tomorrow. Paul, who also has dementia and is in the final stages of life, cannot eat and is currently receiving fluids at Letterkenny University Hospital. His family say a plan to transfer him to Lifford Hospital last week was stopped, with his age and the fact that he has intellectual learning disabilities cited as reasons. The HSE say they have held a multidisciplinary team meeting today to assess the needs of Paul and will continue to liaise with and provide support to himself and his family with regards to his ongoing care needs. His sister Donna Hard spoke earlier to Greg Hughes following the news.
We're absolutely delighted. We were just, me and my sister, both just out of the meeting with doctors, and his new doctor that's taken over his care today said this plan should have been in place last week and should not have been made wait. So we're so delighted he's getting to Lifford tomorrow.
And it's bittersweet, of course, but it means so much to you, your mother and the rest of the family.
It does. It does. And all our cousins and everybody in Lifford will be so happy. So we just would like everybody to join us at the gates of Lifford Hospital tomorrow to welcome him back to Lifford, just to let the Lifford Hospital know how popular Paul is.
And as you say, the sense is this is a decision should have been taken last week, not this week.
Not this week, yes.
So many people were in support of what you were looking for, of what you've achieved. It must be very encouraging, very comforting to know. Well, you knew already how popular Paul is.
Yeah, it was great to see how much support we got on social media from all over the world, from America to South Africa, Turkey, everywhere. Brilliant.
Four people have appeared at Derry Magistrates Court sitting in Omagh today, charged in connection with the disturbances in the city last week. Over six consecutive nights, disturbances in Derry resulted in over 100 petrol bombs being thrown at the Fountain Estate and the PSNI. Shots were also fired at police and two improvised devices thrown at them during the incidents in the Bogside. Donal Kavanagh reports.
22-year-old John Moore of Carlton Court is charged with possessing explosives on July 13th, righteous behaviour on July 12th and 13th, and charges of making, possessing and throwing petrol bombs, as well as one charge of indecent exposure. He was remanded in custody to appear again on August 9th. There was no bail application. A 15-year-old charged with arson of a car on July 10th, as well as righteous behaviour, possessing and throwing petrol bombs on July 9th, is due back in court later this week to determine a suitable bail address. A 16-year-old charged with possessing articles for use with petrol bombs and making petrol bombs on July 13th was released on bail subject to a curfew and other conditions, while a 17-year-old has been remanded in custody to appear again on August 9th, charged with possessing and throwing petrol bombs, as well as righteous behaviour on July 12th. He also faces a number of drug offences.
Meanwhile, the Sinn Féin president has hit out at people who she says are using children to front their dissident activities which have no community support. Mary Lou MacDonald was speaking at a rally called in the wake of violence in Belfast and Derry. The homes of two senior party figures, Gerry Adams and Bobby Storey, were attacked last week while Derry saw six nights of disturbances. Mary Lou MacDonald says the events of last week were a cynical manipulation.
What we have witnessed here is a cynical, calculated manipulation of young people, and in many cases very young children, for a warped agenda that serves no useful purpose in our society. What we have seen here is a deliberate strategy by those that would style themselves as dissidents to misuse, mislead and manipulate children and to cause fear, hardship and anger across this community.
It's emerged that just half a woman referred to Letterkenny University Hospital in 2017 for urgent breast appointments were seen within the recommended time frame. HICO recommends that all urgent cases be seen within 2 weeks. However, figures from the HSE show that only 50.1% of women referred to Letterkenny were seen within that time frame. In total, 1,142 women were referred, and Donegal Action for Cancer Care chairperson Betty Holmes says the failure is completely unacceptable.
It's actually very upsetting. It's not acceptable. And a lot of questions have to be asked and answered. And I suppose for us in DACC, we're horrified that this is happening because, as you know, we have worked so hard to ensure that we would have our second breast surgeon. We got that. We fought initially for the first one, and that was why we came together back over 13 and a half years ago. But the real scary thing is that the numbers, we're talking over 1,000 women, urgent cases being referred that aren't being seen. So there's serious questions have to be asked and answered, and it's not acceptable. And I suppose it's interesting when you phoned this morning, I had just written to Minister Harris because of the patient. It was actually through Breath Check that had referred to Letterkenny and didn't get seen. And there's major, major questions. And we have to ask, is there a breakdown of service? Is the supports not going in? What is happening at Letterkenny University Hospital? And who cares? And again, we go back, I suppose, we did have a meeting called for the 16th of May with Minister Harris and all the key officials. And that had to be postponed because one of the parties we asked to be invited, the voluntary groups from Donegal, was unable to make it. But we've been chasing that meeting up. But this has become really, really serious stuff.
Meanwhile, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, a member of the HSE's Regional Health Forum, says questions need to be answered.
One can only imagine the worry that the 600 women are going through. The fact that within the time frame set by HICWA that they hadn't been seen. And this is a drop. Like in 2016, there were 72% of the women referred as urgent cases seen within the time frame set by HICWA. So questions need to be asked is what happened between 2016 and 2017, and indeed what are the statistics for this year, 2018.
A Donegal councillor is urging all of the county's TDs to lobby for more local road funding. Councillor Patrick McGowan says Donegal County Council is struggling to maintain the local and regional roads as service conditions deteriorate more each year. Blaming a lack of government funding, he says if a small amount were transferred from the national primary and motorway roads budget, it would make a massive difference to the local roads network.
At the moment, we're just finishing up now the local roads, and to be quite honest with you, each area now is just getting about maybe two roads. And then years ago, we were talking about road, maybe getting a mile done. Now we're hardly getting half of a kilometre done. So the department tells us we should be doing about 6% of our roads every year just to keep them in the poor condition that they're in. And I understand we're doing something like 2.5. So you can actually see the roads deteriorating in front of you, never mind the long wet winters or the frost or even the hot sun that was melting up the roads. Like, so we and our municipal district have been waiting for 2 years to try and meet the minister to try and convince him to try and give us some more money for the general roads. And but I've been pointing out time and time again is, have we got a small allocation from the national primary and the motorway fund, and a small diversion of money from there to local roads would make a massive, massive difference? Because, you know, it's the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine, and our roads are luckily disintegrating in front of us.
It's understood the UK government has accepted all the amendments to the Brexit customs bill put forward by a group of Eurosceptic Tory MPs. They're designed to toughen up the plans announced by the British Prime Minister earlier this month, which the group's unhappy with. Earlier, Scott Mann became the ninth MP to resign from a government role in protest at Theresa May's proposals.
It's not part of some elaborate kind of chain of events. I just felt that I needed to take a back seat for a moment and just look at the devil of the detail. And where need be, if I do need to be critical of the government, I'll be able to be critical of the government.
A high level of debris has been blamed for a significant fish kill in the Donner River in Carndonagh. Salmon and trout have been found dead in the water there in recent days. It's claimed they were unable to pass through the river because it's so badly clogged. Donegal County Council has been notified and says it will contact relevant bodies. Councillor Martin McDermott says this is further proof of the need for an agency to take responsibility for the cleaning of rivers.
The fish are getting so far up the river, they can't get any further up. Then the water levels have gone down and they can't get back down again. You know, we've been on about this now since August 24th last year, the state of the rivers. To date, no one has taken responsibility, and I think it's just, it's really become a joke now at this stage that no organisation has taken any responsibility to do anything with the river. And, well, it's just another accident waiting to happen again when we come onto the winter months again, when the water levels rise again. I don't know who's going to take responsibility when the same thing happens again, but, you know, the organisations that have been pushing for us not to, you know, go into rivers and not clean out rivers are the National Parks and Wildlife, the Fishery Boards, these organisations. And I would ask them organisations to, you know, have a look themselves now at these rivers.
Now, when you initially brought this up, you were mostly concerned about the risk of flooding that the amount of debris in the river poses, but now this has stretched into affecting the wildlife that's in and around the river.
Yeah, absolutely. It has bigger repercussions than just water at the minute, with wildlife dying. But look, again, the organisations that are meant to be looking after this, they're meant to be over this, are the same organisations that are not allowing us to do any work.
The Garda Representative Association says it's unacceptable that 20% of Garda stations don't have access to the internet. It means Gardaí in these stations can't log on to the force's internal pulse system or send emails. 111 stations are affected nationwide, with plans to upgrade a third of them. There are three operational stations in Donegal affected: Kilmacrenan, Ballintra and Pettigo. GRA spokesperson John O'Keefe says it's ridiculous.
The public deserves so much more than this. I mean, report after report over the last number of years has highlighted prehistoric communication systems in An Garda Síochána as being central to its current inability to communicate with the public, itself, or indeed its own software systems.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, now stocking a wide selection of Brooks running shoes.
It's now 5:15 and time's latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with athletics and silver medalist Somerleck and the rest of the Irish team will return home from the World Under 20 Athletic Championships at around 6 o'clock this evening. The Fun Valley athletes secured a medal in Finland on Sunday with a personal best leap of 1.90 metres in the high jump. The jump also qualifies Summer for the European Championships next month in Germany. Having won gold at the Commonwealth Youth Games last year, it's now a world medal in 2018 and a first ever individual medal at the championships for an Irish athlete. Highlands Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal says the commitment required has paid off.
I've come to this track at Fin Valley so many times on a Sunday morning at 9 or 10 o'clock, and she has been somewhere the previous day and won a major title, and she's on the track. And she walks onto that track, and she just gets on with it. And she just goes home, and that's it, done and dusted. And then she gets back up the next morning, and she's going on with it. And I have to compliment the solid, absolute solid support she's got from home. Home has been key, a big, big key factor to this and them. You know, it's been the sensible approach and the grounded approach and the calm approach has been, from the Leckie family has been brilliant.
Patsy McGonigal and the Irish team with Summer on board are due back shortly in the next 45 minutes at Dublin Airport. And of course, another man that is part of that is the team manager, Neil Martin from the Fun Valley Club as well. In Gaelic Games, it's been confirmed today that the Donegal Senior Ladies will play their Group 1 Round 2 All-Ireland Senior Championship clash with Tipperary in County Roscommon this coming Saturday. Castlereagh is the venue and the throw-in time will be 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, which means there's going to be a double bill of action for both the men and the women in Roscommon this coming weekend, starting at 5 at Dr. Hyde Park. The men will play their second round game in the quarterfinal group series of the Super 8. This is their away fixture against the host Roscommon. Roscommon are going into that tie off the back of a hammering at the hands of Tyrone. As for Donegal, they lost out to Dublin by just 5 points on Saturday night at Croke Park. And Highlands GAA analyst Brendan Kilcoyne says there's a lot Donegal can take into the Roscommon game.
Yeah, I think they can take positives, enough positives out tonight to kind of tilt the mood positively in their favour going into the next week. You know, teams have come up here, like we saw Tyrone come up at the same juncture last year and get absolutely bet out the gate by Dublin, so that, you know, that didn't happen Donegal tonight. And while, you know, whilst Dublin did appear so comfortable and didn't appear to press the button to really hurt Donegal over the last 20 minutes, they still did enough to keep them, to keep Donegal at bay. Donegal possibly could have pushed on a wee bit more, like with four, when you're 4 points down with 5 minutes to go and Stephen McMenamin running and goals to make it, had a chance to clip it over the bar, and then it was suddenly a one score game. That's not a bad place to be against the Dubs. Big advantage for Roscommon as they're going into the Hyde. Roscommon people are so passionate about their football, and they're going to just try and get behind the team this week to make it as difficult and make it as unwelcoming as possible for Donegal to go down there next Saturday night. Donegal went down there a couple of years ago and played them in the league and were kind of lucky to come away with a win in the end. You know, it was a ding-dong game, and this will be a different Roscommon team, of that you can be sure, next Saturday evening.
That's Brendan Kilcoyne, Highland Radio's GAA analyst, looking ahead to that Roscommon-Donegal game this weekend, a match, of course, which will have live in its entirety as from the 5 o'clock throw-in time. In soccer, the deadline for Bray Wanderers to pay their players has passed, and it's understood it has not been met. Last week, the Seagulls squad voted for strike action after having gone 7 weeks without wages being paid. FAI Director of Competitions Fran Gavin says there will be sanctions imposed on the club if the players don't receive the money they are due. Former Republic of Ireland striker Conor Salmon has joined Scottish Premiership side Motherwell. The former Derry City man moves from Hearts. He'd be playing his football alongside Donegal's Carl McHugh in the coming season. The Foyle Cup started today with games being played across the Northwest region, taking in Derry, Tyrone and Donegal. Over 1,500 games will be played over the six-day tournament in the top age category, which is the under-19s. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight with 6 games down for decision. The likes of Institute, Derry City, Inishowen, Strabane Athletic, Derview and Sion Swifts all have teams involved in the under-19s. In cricket, in the one-day interprovincial at Eglinton today, there was victory for the visitors, the Northern Knights. The Northwest Warriors batted first and finished up with a total of 139. And the Knights have just finished up their innings, replying with 141 for the loss of 8. So that means the Knights take victory there by 2 wickets. The sides will meet again tomorrow, starting their 3-day interprovincial action at Brady. Finally, in golf, Rory McIlroy's attempt to win a second Open Championship will begin in the company of Mark Leishman and Thorben Olsen. The groupings and tee times for the first 2 days at Carnoustie have been released. McIlroy's group will go out at 12:53 on Thursday. Padraig Harrington was the last man to win at Carnoustie, and he'd play with Bubba Watson and Matt Wallace from just before 10:50. Paul Dunne and Shane Lowry will both be out at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning. Lowry is grouped with Tyrrell Hatton and Patrick Cantlay, while Dunne will play alongside Ross Fisher and Austin Cook. Tiger Woods has been grouped with the Irish Open champion Russell Knox and Hideki Matsuyama. Perhaps the pick of the groupings will see defending champion Jordan Spieth partnered by Justin Rose and Kurdish Afrin Barnrat. And just after 1 on Thursday, world number 1 Dustin Johnston will take to the first tee with Alex Noren and Charlie Hoffman. We'll have more at the sports desk tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news, Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. The Bishop of Raphoe has announced a number of clerical changes in the Diocese of Raphoe. All appointments take place on the 20th of next month. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The changes announced this morning by Bishop Alan McGuckian will see Father Eamon Kelly leave the cathedral parish of Conwall and Leck in Letterkenny to become parish priest in Raphoe, replacing Canon Denny McGettigan, who is retiring after 53 years. The new administrator of the cathedral parish will be Monsignor Kevin Gillespie, who is already a curate there. Meanwhile, Father Damien Najan returns from a loan period in Dromore to become curate at Conwall and Leck. In other moves, Father Francis McAteer retires as parish priest in Carrick to become an assistant priest in Glencoe Clonmacnoise, while Father Paul McGeehan leaves Clonmacnoise to become curate in Glenvar. The new parish priest in Carrick will be Father Dennis Quinn, who is leaving Fulcara. He'll be replaced there by Father James Gillespie, currently the curate at the Church of the Irish Martyrs in Letterkenny. He'll be replaced there by Father Brendan Ward, who is returning from Rome. He has also been appointed as an official of the Derry Marriage Tribunal.
Dry conditions look set to continue for the coming week, with extra water restrictions due to come into force from tonight. Pressure is to be reduced in parts of Dublin and Wicklow from 10 at night until 5 a.m. for the next week at least. Irish Water says it could be months before things return to normal. Met Éireann meteorologist Vincent O'Shea says temperatures could hit the high 20s again this week.
I think really for the farming community and others who are hoping for rainfall amounts, the news is bad because there's very little rain really expected. There are no signs or indications from anything we can see to herald a change to weather conditions. So it's really the drought conditions persisting.
And a postal vote will take place in September to decide on the official name of a Sligo town. Voters will be asked if they want to call the town Inniscrone or Inishcrone. Many locals claiming the town has been called Inniscrone for generations, but official signposts say Inishcrone. Local solicitor Sinead Durkin says anyone who takes part in the vote will be given two ballot papers.
What we're looking for is a standardised of the Irish and the English personal name. So because that falls into the remit of two different ministers, it'll be two different ballot papers, one for the English version and one for the Irish version. So we do have an issue with the Irish version as it's been set down. Also, the local schools here would always have used Inish Eshkarawan rather than Inish Crowan.
And for weather now, scattered showers will continue this evening with sunny spells in many areas. Winds will be light to moderate west to southwesterly. Lowest temperatures tonight of 8 to 10 degrees in light westerly breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE has apologised to Paul Hart and his family for any distress caused by the delay in his transfer to Lifford Hospital. It's been confirmed that the 53-year-old who has Down syndrome and was denied a bed at Lifford Hospital is to be transferred tomorrow. Four people have appeared at Derry Magistrates Court sitting in Omagh today, charged in connection with the disturbances in the city last week. Over six consecutive nights, disturbances in Derry resulted in over 100 petrol bombs being thrown at the Fountain Estate and the PSNI. Meanwhile, the Sinn Féin president has hit out at people who she says are using children to front their dissident activities, which have no community support. Mary Lou MacDonald was speaking at a rally called In the Wake of Violence in Belfast and Derry. And it's emerged that just half a woman referred to Letterkenny University Hospital in 2017 for urgent breast appointments were seen within the recommended time frame. HICO recommends that all urgent cases be seen within 2 weeks. However, figures from the HSE show that only 50.1% of women referred to Letterkenny were seen within that time frame. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 16th of July. The sudden death has taken place at his home of Paddy Doran, St Mary's Road, Buncrana, and formerly of Lisnefin Park, Strabane. His remains will repose at his sister Niamh McGurk's home at 5 Barons Court, Coolmore Road, Derry, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Capuchin Day Centre, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of James Fisher, Carrick, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his brother John's residence at Umla, Carrigart. Removal from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, going to Carrigart Presbyterian Church for service at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the family burial ground. The death has taken place of Timmy Tye, 30 Melmount Road, Strabane. Funeral from his home on Wednesday morning at 25 to 10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane. House private, please. Family and friends only. The death has occurred at Walsall, West Midlands, England, of Patrick Mullen, formerly of Trusk, Ballybuffet. His remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, tomorrow evening from 7 until Rosary at 9. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Andrew Gleeson, son of Sean and Maura Gleeson, Chirmacool, Pillar Park, Buncrana. His remains will repose at his residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 20 past 9, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Danny Collins, late of Buchan, Cooldaff. His remains will leave Collins' funeral premises, Cooldaff, at 6 o'clock this evening, going to his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Buchan, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to St Mary's Church, Buchan, Cooldaff, care of Liam Collins' funeral director or any family member. And the death has taken place of Bridget McShane, née Duggan, 132 Moorlock Road, Glenmornan, and formerly of Tory Island. Bridget's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Glenmornan, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane.